This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Earth's climate is getting so hot that temperatures in about a decade will probably blow past a level of warming that world leaders have sought to prevent. That's according to a report released Monday that the United Nations calls a code red for humanity. Report co-author Linda Mearns of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says she sees nowhere that will be safe from climate change. But scientists also eased back a bit on the likelihood of the absolute worst climate catastrophes. The report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change makes more precise forecasts for the 21st century than it did last time it was issued in 2013. Firefighters and residents are battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island for a seventh day. They're fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forest, destroyed homes and businesses, and sent thousands fleeing. Evia's fire is the most severe of dozens that have broken out across Greece over the past few days. The fires came after the country was baked by its worst heat wave in three decades, which sent temperatures soaring to 45 degrees Celsius for days. The Taliban have taken another provincial capital in Afghanistan. The militants are pressing on with their relentless offensive as Americans and NATO forces finalize their pullout from the war-torn nation. The council chief of northern Sar-e-Pul province said on Monday that the Taliban overran the provincial capital, the city of Sar-e-Pul, that they met little resistance in their last few days of the advance. The militants have ramped up their push across much of Afghanistan in recent weeks, turning their guns on provincial capitals after taking district after district and large swaths of land in rural areas. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said on Monday that his government had asked Russia to delay repayments of $1 billion in debt. Minsk also asked for a new credit line from the Russian-led Eurasian Bank. Russia is a close ally of Belarus and has extended loans to Minsk during the political crisis there that began a year ago when protests erupted after Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory at a disputed election. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to sign an executive order imposing new measures aimed at punishing Lukashenko. That's according to a White House official familiar with the effort. As part of the effort, the U.S. Treasury Department will also issue the largest round of sanctions to date on Belarusian individuals and entities, including the Belarusian National Olympic Committee, that according to the official. Canada is lifting its prohibition on Americans crossing the border as of Monday, but the U.S. isn't ready to reciprocate. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents must be fully vaccinated, fill out a detailed application, and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of visiting Canada. The Canadian government says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time at the border. However, the U.S. plans to extend its border closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st. The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to non-essential travel since March of last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
At least 51 people were killed when Islamist militants raided three villages in central Mali near the border with Niger. That's according to a district administrator on Monday. The towns were attacked at 6 p.m. on Sunday, according to a note from the Asongo district administrator to the governor of Gao region. Houses were ransacked and burned to the ground and herds of livestock carried away. The U.S. Senate was inching closer on Monday to finishing a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill. Following months of negotiation and delay, a vote on passage of the bipartisan deal might be possible Tuesday. The legislation cleared an important procedural hurdle late on Sunday when the Senate voted 69-28 in support of the provisions contained in the 2,700-page plan. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate has been making progress while considering two infrastructure bills that are priorities for the Biden administration. The massive spending bill is popular among many lawmakers because of the federal dollars it would deliver to their home states. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.